This is VOA News. We are remote. I'm Marissa Melton. U.S. President Joe Biden is calling on Haiti's political leaders to come together for the good of their country. Biden said Monday during a White House meeting that the people of Haiti, quote, deserve peace and security. The president told reporters he's closely following developments in the Caribbean nation since President Jovenel Moise was assassinated last Wednesday. Moise was shot to death at his home in Port-au-Prince in the early morning hours of July 7th. His wife, Martine Moise, was seriously wounded in the attack and was taken to Miami, Florida for treatment. The White House says it has responded to Haiti's request for help in the investigation by sending a team of officials from several U.S. agencies, including the National Security Council and the State Department. They arrived on Sunday. A spokeswoman for the National Security Council told VOA that the delegation has reviewed the security of critical infrastructure and has met with the Haitian National Police, who are leading the investigation. The FBI told VOA in an emailed statement that it is currently engaging with the U.S. Embassy in Haiti to determine how best to support the effort. Three Haitian Americans have been arrested in connection with the assassination plot. Haitian American Dr. Christian Emmanuel Sanon has been named by Haiti's National Police as the mastermind behind the assassination. Police chief told reporters that Sanon arrived in Haiti on a private plane in early June, along with some of the Colombian gunmen who were arrested in connection with last week's murder. Sanon is one of three Haitian Americans currently in police custody. The police chief said the information that led to the arrest was garnered during interviews with the Colombian suspects, who spoke to investigators through an interpreter. You can find more on this and all the stories we're covering at our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News.